There are so many performing artists who have been given honorific nicknames as a mark of respect for their significance, and the monikers King, Queen, and even Prince have been applied often. The King of Jazz was Louis Armstrong. The Queen of Folk was Joan Baez. The King of Folk is Bob Dylan. And the King of Calypso was Harry Belafonte. Carrie Underwood is Country Music's Queen, while Dolly Parton and Reba McEntire have both been called the Queen of Country. George Strait is the King of Country. Shania Twain is the Queen of Country Pop. Madonna is the Queen of Pop, and so is Janet Jackson and Lady Gaga. Jennifer Lopez is the Queen of Latin Pop, and so is Gloria Estefan. Smokey Robinson is the King of Motown. Bob Marley was the King of Reggae. B.B. King was the King of the Blues. Aretha Franklin was the Queen of Soul. Avril Lavigne is called the Queen of Pop Punk. And Freddie Mercury was simply the King of Queen. Stevie Nicks is the Queen of Rock and Roll. And of course, the King of Rock and Roll was Elvis. Michael Jackson was the King of Pop. Justin Bieber is the King of Teen Pop. Justin Timberlake and Bruno Mars have both been called the Prince of Pop, and Marvin Gaye was the Prince of Motown. Enough royalty? Okay, Chuck Berry is the father of rock and roll. Little Richard is the architect of rock and roll. Cher is the goddess of pop. Bruce Springsteen is the boss. Frank Sinatra was the chairman of the board, and Prince was simply called the artist. The list goes on and on, but to name them all would take more time than I have. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.